Would you like to be able to start conversations like a pro? Take the Sunday World, your daily dose of what's going on. Do not consume the Sunday World if you're involved in a drug cartel, you're a politician with something to hide, or you've appeared on a reality TV show and care about others' opinions. Consume the Sunday World responsibly. Always read the stories, gossip, and commentary.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
You mean you hear it in court all the time, you know, somebody who's living a risk-prone lifestyle and this sort of thing, and it can be the use of drugs, or it can be an overweening sense of belonging to a particular group of people and this idea of not backing down and not allowing your pride to be insulted. It's a short route to kind of a greatness within your own little pool, but it's extremely powerful, and it's very difficult sometimes to turn young men away from that path.
I'm Nicola Tallant, and you're listening to Crime World, a podcast about criminals, drugs, and the sins of the underworld in Ireland and across the globe.
A 20-year-old man has become the first gangland gun victim of 2024 after he was brutally murdered in Drimna on Monday morning. Josh Itzelli was shot with an AR-15 semi-automatic rifle after the car he was in was ambushed and rammed by rival gang members. At the time of his death, Itzelli was facing crack cocaine charges, and Gardaí believed the murder was linked to the drugs trade. Today, I'm talking to Eamon Dillon about the savage murder on the streets of the South Inner City. I'm Niall Donald, and this is Crime World, a podcast from SundayWorld.com. So, another young man has lost his life on the streets of Dublin this weekend. Eamon, a very grim and harrowing experience for even the people who've had to witness it. Josh Itzelli was just 20 years old. Can you tell us a bit of what we know about what has happened on the night?
Well, from what we do know now, it looks like it's the first gangland killing of 2024. There hasn't been one this year, which in one sense is a little bit unusual that we've got as far as we have in May. I mean, things have been dropping over the years, but I suppose what happened in the early hours on Monday, and what was unusual in that it wasn't one of these sort of carefully planned assassination type killings. It seemed to have been, you know, pretty much almost like a gang fight. The reports are suggesting at the moment that it was an ambush. And one theory that they're working on was that Joshua Itzelli himself was part of a gang, and they were possibly travelling to a house in the area. And it's thought that this property may have going to been the target of a pipe bomb attack, which was found at the scene. Now, he was hit a number of times. They were shot up by a group of men. There was at least two weapons used. And one of them, we now know, because it turned up on video. We've all seen the video of a guard on a stepladder taking it out of an evergreen hedge. And it appears to be an AR-15, which is a heavy assault rifle, which is deeply concerning to think that's happening. We also know, I mean, they are going on the theory that it's involved with serious gangland crime. I mean, none of these guys would necessarily have been connected to any of the gangs that we would, have talked about in the past. There would be no overt links at this stage. I'm sure something will probably filter out, as it comes in. But like he was himself, the man who was killed, Itzelli, the 20-year-old, he was facing charges on possession of crack cocaine worth €30,000. So
they are significantly up the ladder. Like, although they remain, you know, the suspicion is there's a dispute between two what could be sort of categorized as street dealing gangs, mostly operating in the south inner city area, that there has been a build-up of tensions is what we believe. As you can see, like it's the level of violence is very, very extreme. And to have access to that weaponry is obviously very dangerous. However, if you compare it to some of the hits that we saw during the Kinnear and Hutch feud, where you had people making careful getaways, carefully planned operations, this looks very chaotic and sort of impulsive nearly.
Yeah, there was an element, certainly from the looks of it, it looks like, it was a hot-headed kind of attempt to prevent someone else attacking, a target linked to another gang. But the idea of bringing automatic weapons and lying in wait for somebody on the street and not necessarily being, I presume, entirely sure who's in the car you're shooting at. Now, there was three cars involved that we've seen pictures of, a Ford Focus, a Merc, and a Golf. And it does look like that the Mercedes either rammed or collided with the Golf, which Mr. Itzelli was in. There was something like up to 15 shots were heard fired. Now, whether they're all from the same gun or not, we don't know, or from two different weapons. But you could certainly hear on one of the videos that is on social media, which it appears to be kind of, it looks like it's in the right location. It would suggest it was like, a semi-automatic, which would fit with the AR-15, which the versions, I think that would be on the black market. They wouldn't be fully automatic, so you wouldn't get that kind of machine gun sound. So the idea that these guys are, willing to use military weapons in a residential area is deeply worrying.
What sort of, like, where does that weapon, the AR-15, I know nothing about guns, is that, like, that is a typical weapon used by defense forces?
There's a version, it's Army Rifle, yeah. Number 15, it's the version of it, it's an American development, they're nearly all manufactured in the US. I think there might be a certain amount of them manufactured under license elsewhere in the world, but the chances are it came via the US at some point. There's something like over 20 million of the civilian version of the gun in circulation in the US. There's a lot of them.
Right.
They're really simple to use. That's why they're popular, with armed forces, because it doesn't take a lot of training to get used to it. The small amount of maintenance, and extremely powerful, very dangerous. And they're actually in the States where they do love their guns. It's the one weapon where there has actually been some debate, where you're actually allowed to debate whether or not the AR-15 should even be on sale.
And this is
civilians. That's how dangerous they are. And they've been used in all the big massacres, or multiple shooters, things like the Sandy Hook massacre and the one in Las Vegas where the guy shot from a hotel window down into a country and western concert. They were all AR-15s that were used in those killings.
And the reason that they speak about banning them, isn't it, because they can shoot so much bullets so quickly, basically. Now, I know nothing about guns, but that is even in America, so pro-gun, and any sort of restrictions are treated as a point of real controversy. Like that, even they have sort of suggested that there could be no hunting purpose really for this. It is really something.
Yeah, it's a killing. It's a killing weapon, and there was a device you could attach to the civilian version that would give the same effect as an automatic weapon. Which, in other words, as long as you held your finger on the trigger, it would continue to shoot. Now that was actually banned in the States.
Yeah.
So that's how kind of serious that the Americans take possession of these weapons. So yeah. I mean, the idea that a street gang in Dublin or anywhere in Ireland is using these or has access to them, I think is something that's kind of new. We've seen kind of the Makarov machine pistols and the Scorpion. These are 8mm guns that are based on the Israeli Uzi submachine gun design, which is, I think people might recognize them. They were what the armed guards used to use, the special branch used to use these. Some of the military used to call them spray and pray because they weren't particularly accurate. They were meant for kind of, close contact fighting in urban areas, and they weren't necessarily the best weapon for use in a civilian setting. But these 8mm guns are the ones that we've seen turning up, and they're usually the Eastern European version that are made. They were made under license. They were basically Soviet copies of an Israeli weapon, and they proliferate. And there's still plenty of them knocking around.
Obviously, Josh Itzelli is from Central African background. We know that. we don't know an awful lot about his upbringing at this stage, but we do know he went to school in Ireland. I'm not sure if he was born here or came here as a young man, but he's effectively been raised in this country. He was obviously facing charges in relation to €30,000 worth of crack cocaine, which should really be a kind of a niche drug still in Ireland, is fair to say. The crack cocaine is sold probably all over the country to some extent, but really is in certain parts of Dublin really is where the bulk of the trade is going. It's a certain type of street dealing that Mr. Itzelli has gotten involved in. The fact he is of African descent is only relevant in that, you know, that this gang that he's dealing with are really dealing in Ireland. These aren't some sort of international operation. He may be of African descent, but it's almost inevitable that he's sourcing these weapons and these drugs from people within the country.
Yeah, I mean, it's a, you can probably suggest it's a, as an example of somebody getting the integration wrong, integrating with the wrong people.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's not the first time people have died on the streets of Drimnagh and Crumlin.
Yeah.
I mean, we had that, you know, the infamous feud between the faction led by Fat Freddy and Brian Rattigan, which was young Irishmen in their early 20s doing pretty much the same thing. And that rattled on from, what was it, 2001, when Declan Gavin was first stabbed to death outside Abercrombie in Crumlin. I think the last two murders were in 2012, Gerard Eglinton, and he was shot dead down in Port Arlington in a very targeted killing. And I think a day later, it was Declan O'Reilly was murdered as well. And they were reportedly on the orders of Fat Freddy, who's now, of course, serving life for murder in connection with the Kinahan Hutch feud, you know, for the Doughty Douglas killing. So, I mean, it's unfortunately Ireland's gang culture is stands alone. Like, you know, we're pretty good at ourselves, and we don't necessarily need to import anybody.
No, we don't need to.
But I mean, it does happen. I mean, you do on one side of it, though. You do get gangs that will run along lines of geography or ethnicity, but sometimes they're very locally based, and they wouldn't necessarily, work outside of their home areas, you know, at a certain level. I mean, this kind of stuff, it reminds me a little bit of the early days of the Dundons.
Yeah,
like it was just wild violence, you know. You know, to use the American TV movie stuff, they want to make their bones. They want to kind of show that they're capable of killing, and they want to be able to show that they're the toughest guy on the street.
But look, you know, the main thing that you see about this murder, as you said, it's the first gangland murder. I think Jason Hennessy Sr. actually passed away in the new year, but it obviously was shot on Christmas Eve in Blanchardstown. I suppose it's like the other murders we've seen in Finglas recently, Brandon Ledwich. These are really, really young men who have lost their lives to this gangland violence. They're being sucked in at this very, very early age, and, you know, it must be very difficult for his family and friends.
And it has to be. And I mean, young guys, you know, you think you're immortal when you're that age. I mean, some people get it out of their system by going bungee jumping or hang gliding or parachuting or whatever. And other people, you know, do, you know, get involved in, you know, risky behavior. I mean, you hear it in court all the time, you know, somebody who's living a risk prone lifestyle and this sort of thing, like, you know, and it can be the use of drugs, or it can be kind of an overweened sense of belonging to a particular group of people, and, you know, and this idea of not backing down and not allowing your pride to be insulted. You know, it's a short term kind of, it's a short route to kind of greatness within your own little pool.
Yeah.
But it's extremely powerful, and it's very difficult sometimes to turn young men away from that path.
Yeah, because you're going to see that murder occurred in a place that's, I mean, you can see it yourself on TikTok. I mean, there was so much video footage from just members of the public, but there's also cameras all over that area. There's three suspects arrested really, really quickly. There's reports that they were wearing body armor when they were picked up. Obviously, also a pipe bomb was recovered. So this is a kind of obviously a chaotic kind of crime that's really likely for the people to be caught and prosecuted. But that what that can show is that kind of recklessness and dangerous, and there must be a fear of further incidents.
I mean, there has to be. And I mean, even the fact, I think it was a local church hall that was hit, a number of the rounds went through the windows. I mean, any of those AR-15 rounds could have gone, you know, through a bedroom window and killed someone completely innocent. You read some of the eyewitnesses' statements that our colleague Robin Schiller and Conor Feehan were speaking to, and they were talking about, you know, one person saying they hit the floor and they didn't get up until they heard the emergency services outside. And I mean, to be honest, that's probably the sensible thing to do if someone is using that kind of weapon on your street.
Yeah, well, so look, I mean, let's the three guys remain in custody. They can be held for up to 7 days under the legislation in which they're arrested. It's because of that anti-gangland laws. They don't have to be released or charged within a shorter period of time. There's no talk yet of funerals or anything like that.
No, we haven't seen anything yet. And I know that the guards have suggested that there may be more people involved and they want to, you know, to pick up them as well. They believe there were other people at the scene that they haven't arrested yet or spoken to.
Okay, well, we'll come back to the story again if there's further developments. So thanks, Aim.
Thanks, Niall.
You've been listening to Crime World, a podcast from SundayWorld.com. Produced by Ian Mullaney and edited by me, Nicola Tallant. Research assistant is Clodagh Meaney. If you like this show and love true crime, leave us a review, or why not download the free SundayWorld.com app for lots more stories from Ireland and across the globe.
Would you like to be able to start conversations like a pro? Take the Sunday World, your daily dose of what's going on. Do not consume the Sunday World if you're involved in a drug cartel, you're a politician with something to hide, or you've appeared on a reality TV show and care about others' opinions. Consume the Sunday World responsibly. Always read the stories, gossip, and commentary.